Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Raleigh Nicole Jeffers. Ms. Jeffers faces a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers allegedly committed on or about November 6th of 2025. This offense carries a potential penalties of up to 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace represents the people, while Attorney Michael Morosky represents Ms. Jeffers. The court has scheduled a probable cause conference for July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., with the preliminary examination set for July 10th at 9 a.m. Bond was set at $3,500 with 10% already posted. A key condition of the bond prohibits Ms. Jeffers from accessing computers or the internet. The prosecution noted concerns that Ms. Jeffers was on probation in circuit court and bond in Tuscola County for a separate case at the time of the alleged computer offense. Ms. Jeffers is directed to meet with pretrial services to clarify bond conditions, particularly regarding online work schedule access. And in Huron County District Court, Christy Marie Beaver was arraigned on a charge of operating while intoxicated, second offense, a misdemeanor. The alleged offense occurred on June 17, 2026. Judge Ferris outlined potential penalties, including 5 days to 1 year in jail, fines between $200 and $1,000, 30 to 90 days of community service, possible rehabilitation programs, an ignition interlock device, mandatory vehicle immobilization, and license sanctions. Ms. Beaver, represented by attorney Michael Morosky for the arraignment, entered a plea of not guilty. Her bond was set at $4,500 with 10% posted and will continue under standard conditions. These conditions include prohibitions against possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances unless prescribed and being present where such substances are sold, served, used, or possessed. She must also comply with pretrial services for random drug and alcohol testing. The prosecutor is required to provide a plea offer form, discovery, witness list, and exhibit list by July 9, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30, 2026 at 9 a.m., which Ms. Beaver must attend in person. When we come back from this Popham Flooring sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Popham Flooring, your destination for hardwood flooring. From rustic, modern, oak to maple, Popham Flooring has it all. Transform your space with the timeless elegance of hardwood. It's not just flooring, it's a work of art. Popham Flooring is there to guide you, ensuring you find the perfect flooring to match your style and needs. Experience the warmth, durability, and beauty of hardwood. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring showroom to see their large selection of hardwood flooring. Your dream floor is just a step away. Popham Flooring, where quality and design meet.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news in Huron County District Court, yesterday addressed the case of Brett Mike Mitchell Stern. Judge Ferris presided. Mr. Stern faces a felony charge of police officer assault, resisting or obstructing, punishable by up to 2 years in prison. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The prosecution will file an amended complaint for the felony charge. A not guilty plea was entered for the misdemeanor. The probable cause conference is set for July 2nd and a preliminary exam for July 10th. Bond was set at $5,000, 10%. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substances. Mr. Stern is permitted to leave Michigan for work with coordination through pretrial services. Pretrial services will also determine monitoring for dining in establishments where alcohol is served. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Badox. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Badox.